Mishnah Gimel. Now we're talking about the Shemona Esrei itself, the tefillah. Remember, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah established that this nusach of these 18 brachos. Of course, Rav Gamliel himself, who's now going to be mentioned in the Mishnah, was misakin 19th bracha, right? Because he lived in the first century, and that was the time of the ascendancy of Christianity, the beginnings of it. And so he made a bracha against the heretics, but they still retained the nusach. They called the Shemona Esrei 18 brachas, despite the fact they're not 19 brachas. In either case, in the good old days, there were no sidurim. Right, the printing press is a 16th, 15th century thing, so not everyone could say it bal peh. That's why we have a chazoras hashat, someone should say it for you. And you say amen, they'll be motzi you. So the question is now, a person should he lachachila go and say Shemona Esrei, the full thing, or just can he do an abbreviated version? Because he's not, he'll make a mistake otherwise. So Rabban Gamliel, Omer, b'chol yom, every day, mispal adam Shemona Esrei. Person should say all 18 brachas, the whole, like we do. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Me'ein Shemona Esrei. He says, no, you can do a Me'ein Shemona Esrei. Literally, Me'ein means like a scaled, you have members model cars, like a scale model. Me'ein means like a scaled down version. But it means it parallels exactly. In fact, the pashas is that where did in Bria, in the good old days, time of Chazal, when did you see such a thing? Where is such a metzias of seeing a mini replica? So the answer is, if you look in someone's eye, ball, you'll see, you look in my eyes, you'll see you just scale down, right? Because it's convex. So that's me'ain from the eye, that's the mini version, contractive version. Okay? So he said, you don't say the whole Shemona Esrei, you do a condensed version. And the Rav and Shmuel of Mechlok, in the Gemara, what's the condensed version? Either it means that, like we said before about Eli Yikatzer, remember, if you remember your Baal Keri, you just say the beginning and end of each bracha. And there's another, the Mechlok is either that, so you condensed Shemona Esrei, easier to remember, or that you say the first three and the last three, those have to be said Ketiknua, as they're meant to be said, and then there's a middle seventh bracha, which includes all those brachas. It's called Havinenu. The bracha is, and some posts can bring this to the halacha, by the way, that you say Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Darkecha. Hashem, let us understand your ways. So that's the Kenegedra, of course, the Chonin Ladas. Omol Aveinu Lireecha, and circumcise our hearts to fear you. Vatislach Lanu Lios Gulim. See, each clause is like the three words or so paralleling each bracha like that. That's how the Havinenu bracha goes. Now, and that you'll be guilty, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's all you have to do. Yeah. Fine, so that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva, who's in the middle, often in the middle here, Omer, Im Shagura Tfilaso Befiv, if the tefillah is like fluent, the parts will translate it as it flows out of your mouth, so then you're not afraid you'll mess it up, because you say it so many times. Then you Yispal Shemona Esrei, do the whole thing in full, like Rabban Gamliel, Vim Lav, Mein Shemona Esrei, then do the shortened version that you can handle. Okay, fine. That's, of course, nowadays the whole thing is not nogea, because nowadays people have sidurim, and you have to say the brach, you have to say it like you, in full, of course. Okay, fine.